listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, March 15th. Joining me in studio this morning, Kit Aubel, Director of Development and Marketing with Lutheran Elementary School Association. Kit, welcome to His Time.
Thank you and good morning.
And Sue, good morning, good morning. And Sue Namundson, CEO for Lutheran Elementary School Association. Sue, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's good to see you and be back again.
Well, thanks. I always love talking about Lutheran Elementary School Association, also known as LESA, here in the St. Louis area. And let's talk a little bit about what is LESA, real briefly, for our listeners not familiar with Lutheran Elementary School Association.
Well, I'll be happy to do that. LESA is an association. We're a resource to 35 Lutheran schools in the metropolitan St. Louis area. We have 31 elementary schools, 4 high schools, and 3 education-related agencies in our membership that we serve in the St. Louis community. And we also are offering some of our resources to Lutheran schools across the nation. We provide tuition assistance to families to help them afford the cost of Lutheran schools. And then we support the academic integrity of our Lutheran schools with different programs. Professional development for the educators, leadership development for the principals, some instructional programming assistance, curriculum guide development. Mm-hmm. A variety of things.
Kit, what's your favorite thing about what LESA does here in the St. Louis area?
Oh, it strengthens our Lutheran schools. And having had my children attend Lutheran schools, I can vouch for the value of that. And that's an important role.
Why is it so important that that we have Lutheran schools and that we have support for Lutheran schools in this area? Sue?
Well, you know, Lutheran schools are here because we connect education with the opportunity for kids and families to know Christ. And our Lutheran schools are a tremendous outreach tool that we have in the LCMS to reach many people who don't know Christ or who just need that relationship a little more secure. And our schools do a tremendous opportunity of bringing Christ into everyone's lives.
What's going on in our Lutheran schools today? What are some news from our Lutheran schools here in the St. Louis area?
Well, our Lutheran schools are continuing their quality academic work. You know, they are getting ready now for achievement test. So we'll find out soon, you know, how much our kids are learning again, which is always an exciting time in the spring. Kit, we've just gotten off of National Lutheran Schools Week. That was a couple of months ago.
Yes, and we're hosting a professional development seminar in September on STEM technology and training so that our schools can continue to be schools and centers of excellence. And we just have some wonderful individual stories with students and their accomplishments within our schools as well.
And one of the places where some of the students, particularly one of those students, will be recognized is at the upcoming big event, the big annual event, right? A Night for Kids. Tell us about that, Kit.
Right. April 2nd, we will be hosting the 12th annual Night for Kids tribute dinner auction, at which point we will honor two individuals, a student from Unity Lutheran Christian School in East St. Louis, Alicia Glass, and Bill Bunty, who is a board member, and he will be the recipient of an award, the Heritage Award. And he's a former board member who is very supportive of Lutheran education, and we're pleased to honor both these individuals.
So both of those students will be recognized. Tell us a little bit about Alicia and why she's being recognized. What brought her to the front as a student?
Well, she was nominated by the school principal, and she demonstrates the qualities that we look for in this award in terms of leadership and compassion and Christian values and excellent student behavior. And she particularly took the school and rallied around an individual who was a former student who was suffering from cancer. And rallied the school in support of her to demonstrate God's grace to her. And that's a very important activity that we wanted to acknowledge. And she's a leader in her own right. And this award, the Student Leadership Award, is underwritten by the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And she will receive a $500 scholarship for her future endeavors.
Wow. Sue, how is this just one example of what Lutheran students or what students experience in Lutheran schools year?
Well, you know, in addition to the academics, Andy, our children are, it's really ingrained in everything they do, our Lutheran faith. So they learn what Jesus Christ has brought to us and the gifts that he has given us. Our children are encouraged to be servant leaders. You know, that development aspect of their upbringing is just as important as the educational component, those academics. Mm-hmm. You know, our schools do feature many opportunities for service. These children are going to be making decisions in our world in the next 15 to 20 years. And having that very strong Lutheran Christian foundation, knowing that we are here to serve others, is just phenomenal for all of these children to have that opportunity. The schools reinforce that. Families then are given those opportunities to reinforce that as well. And it's certainly a good thing for this world when you think about all of the things that our kids are exposed to and all of the different pressures. You know, having a strong Lutheran Christian background, knowing that they're here to serve and model Jesus Christ is an opportunity these kids don't get in other educational settings.
You mentioned servant leadership, and that seems to be how several would describe Mr. Bunty, who's being recognized at this dinner as well. Tell us a little bit more about his service and why he's being recognized.
Well, Bill has served on our board of directors for 8 years. Three of those years, he was our board chairman. And he and his wife, Eileen, have been very committed to Lutheran education, very committed to LISA, which, you know, certainly needs help in supporting the Lutheran schools. They very tragically lost their grandson, Bradley, several years ago. He was a college student in Champaign, Illinois. And they decided that they wanted to do something to honor his memory, and they couldn't think of a better way to do that than to give other children an opportunity, just as Bradley had, to attend Lutheran schools. They established an endowment. So this endowment is growing. We are just absolutely thrilled that they honored LISA with the memory of Bradley and his life and his accomplishments in the short time he was here on this earth. And they're giving kids an opportunity for eternity to attend Lutheran schools. And, you know, the impact that will have on their lives will be immeasurable.
What does this endowment provide? It provides scholarships?
It does. It provides tuition assistance scholarships. You know, we have many kids in our schools whose families really struggle and have to make great sacrifices to afford the cost of Lutheran education. And these scholarships through LISA's Building Blocks program gives them that additional help that they need. Many can pay very little tuition. Some families can pay a small portion. But this scholarship program that we have and this endowment that will help bring some funding into the scholarship program will just make it possible for more kids to attend our Lutheran schools and give our educators that opportunity to reach even more people with Jesus Christ's message.
Kit, what do you hope this A Night for Kids will accomplish? What do you hope will happen through A Night for Kids?
Raising awareness of Lutheran education in our community. We also hope to raise funds to meet the $2 million challenge grant that expires December 31st, 2016 by the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis. We have a remaining $440,000 to raise, and we'd hate to leave that money on the table. So we're going to try and raise as much of that as we can April 2nd. And we have a live auction and a silent auction, and we have sponsorship opportunities and tribute opportunities, and there are many ways to give and support Lutheran education.
Now, a silent auction, that's kind of deceiving when we call it a silent auction. I bet it's not silent. It's something tells me when we get together for Lutheran education that it's not a silent event.
No, it's a gathering with a lot of fellowship and a lot of laughter and love.
Almost like a homecoming. It's an opportunity because we serve such a broad geographic area. Many of our guests see each other only at our event, so it's a great time to reconnect with folks they've grown up with, gone to school with, worshipped with.
Those who care about Lutheran education and who support Lutheran education. So the funds that are raised at this event, they then continue, they are used by LISA to continue to support Lutheran education here in the St. Louis area.
Correct. And in addition to the scholarship endowment that Sue mentioned, we also have an operations and program endowment, which is what this Lutheran Foundation Challenge Grant is funding. So we raise funds through the auction, and we raise funds through another event called Brew in the Lou in October, and through direct mail and grant development and planned giving through our Heritage Club. So we have lots of vehicles in which we raise funds.
And what does that translate into then in schools? What does that translate into? What does that mean for schools in a practical way? What does that mean for students, for families?
Well, it provides opportunities for families to have that choice and send their children to Lutheran schools. And that, of course, then helps support and sustain financially our Lutheran schools. And, you know, sadly, as you know, Andy, our Lutheran schools have lost a lot of enrollment over the past 20 years. So the opportunity for children to have the funding to be able to afford to go to schools just provides those schools with revenue so they can continue their ministries. You know, we're really here. Our mission is to support the mission of Lutheran education. And by having more children in our schools, that just strengthens that ministry and gives those congregations that opportunity to continue to share the good news.
Quality Christian education takes resources.
It does,
and yes. We don't want all of that burden of resources to be on the families.
That's correct. And nor do we want that to be on the congregations either. It's more and more difficult because there are so many wonderful ministry opportunities. And our congregations are just really also struggling with how they're going to support those school ministries. So an organization like Lisa just kind of fills that gap.
Right.
We bridge the gap like we're doing this year with the Operations and Programming $2 million Challenge Grant that Kit just mentioned. You know, there are gaps in funding for schools. There are gaps in opportunities for kids to have Lutheran Christian education. And we're here to try to help bridge that gap.
I'm glad you mentioned the congregations in this. This is the Lutheran schools we have in the St. Louis area are great ministries and outreaches of the congregations in this community to connect with families in the community and provide a faithful Christian education for these children. It's a quality education that's rooted in Christ, and they learn about who Christ is. And for some children, this may be the first time that they ever hear about Christ, and through them, that their families hear of Christ and hear the good news of Jesus.
Absolutely right. For some, it's the only opportunity. You know, many of our children come from homes where faith is not a part of the family life. You know, our congregations are showing that about 30%, a little over 30% of their new members join their churches and have that opportunity weekly to hear about Christ because of the school connection. About 27% of the baptisms that are occurring in our congregations that support our schools are the result of an affiliation with that school ministry. Our schools are a tremendous outreach, and we all need to do more to support them.
And sure. I would add that nearly 50% of the 8,500 students enrolled in our 35 member schools are non-Lutheran.
That's right.
So as an outreach for Lutheran churches and schools, it's a wonderful opportunity.
What family isn't looking for quality education? And they have a lot of choices. Some have a lot of choices, some have few choices. But looking for quality education can be difficult. And how great that our congregations, with support of Lisa, can step up and provide that in communities. And more so to be able to do that while telling the good news of Jesus. That's great.
That's right. That's why we're here.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the event, A Night for Kids. How can we find out more, when and where, all those good details?
You can visit our website at lesastl.org, or you can call 314-268-1525, and you can make a reservation online. You can give a gift online, or you can call us, and we'd love to talk with you over the phone.
And this is coming up April, what's the
date
again?
April 2nd.
April
Saturday
2nd
evening.
At a new location. We've never been to this location before, Orlando Gardens South, off of Hoffmeister and 55.
Orlando Gardens, April 2nd. What time is the event?
5 p.m. Doors open. Silent auction with dinner at 7. And our live auction starts at 8.
Very good. Silent sort of auction. It's a silent auction, meaning you write in, right?
Correct.
You write in your bids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to talk about your bids. And then that
happens too.
Yes.
So, yeah, we hope everyone can help us bridge the gap and join us April 2nd some way, somehow.
Very good. April 2nd, 5 p.m., dinner at 7 p.m. Lots of fun, lots of fellowship. And
for a great cause.
Right.
A wonderful cause. What better reason could we get together than to support our kids and bring Christ into their lives?
The website, lesastl.org. Very good. Check it out. You can find out more about the upcoming Night for Kids and also get to be there as we celebrate those two honorees as well. Kit Auble, thank you so much for being my guest this morning.
Thank you,
and Sue Namundson, thanks so much for being here this morning. Always great to talk with you both about Lutheran Elementary School Association.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving us the chance.
Absolutely. God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today we'll study with Pastor Thomas Schlund at Trinity Lutheran Church in Algona, Iowa. Hope you can join us for that and more of his time right after the break on Worldwide KFUO.